We'll now convene the July 10, 2012 meeting for the City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceedings. And I'll call this meeting to order. At the outset, I review and approve the minutes of May 15, 2012 meeting and June 12, 2012 meeting. All right, do you have any announcements to be made before we proceed with the agenda? All right, both representatives of the City of Daytona Beach will be testifying this morning. Proceedings, please step forward and be sworn.
You solemnly swear from the testimony about the truth, that you're the truth, and nothing but the truth?
All right, we'll go ahead and we'll proceed with our cases. Case number one, Betty Anderson and Joyce Anderson. Anyone here on behalf of the respondent?
Good morning. My name is John Stinson, Code Enforcement Inspector with the City. My qualifications are on file. This is case number SMG061252. City of Daytona Beach versus Anderson Eddy and Joyce Ann. Property address is 568 Heineman Street. Parcel ID is 523846000580. Violations are parking in the yard, outside storage of junk and debris, and accessory structure, the fencing. I have been contacted by Mrs. Anderson, who has requested a little bit more time, and I'm willing to grant her that, so we would like to amend to the next cutoff.
Based on our inspector's report, we will amend our current order of non-compliance to allow this public to be compliant by August 8, 2012, and we return the special magistrate to consider the fine of $1,000 for total cost. Case number two, Charles Ann Steenberg. Anyone here on behalf of the respondent? Seeing the respondent, let's say the city.
Good morning. My name is John Stinson, Code Enforcement Inspector, employed with the City. My qualifications are on file. This is case number SMG061253, City of Daytona Beach versus Steinberg Charles Van. Address is 815 Lenora Street. Parcel ID is 533-8590-10030. The violations are in reference to the housing report long form, 4 pages long. Ultimately, this is a repair demolish. The city building official has agreed with me. I've had no contact with the property owner at all. The city is asking for a imposition of a fine, $75 per day, to be capped at
$10,000. Before I'm finding this fine, so $75 per day. This is July 3, 2012. Continuing each day thereafter. The property is either in compliance or fine reaches to $10,000 if it occurs first. Alright, case number three, Jimmy L. Sanders. I have his name in compliance. Case number four, Camille Family, WHLP, and John Birch. We're here for this one.
Raise your right hand, please. You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And just make sure you state your name into the microphone, please.
Yes, Sean. I believe you. I went in. Okay. Oh, John Birch.
Thank you.
I believe we can simplify it now. I went to talk to Mr. Paul McKittrick, the city manager, and I took him the same papers that you asked me to bring about the about the permit, and he told me it's after the meeting to go on and submit my application to fix my house. I took him the same papers, and I thought we could talk. I just ran from the office, his office up here, so he told me to bring in the same deed that I have that I put it, that it was in my name, and to go on and submit it. Submit to get the house, but I do have the papers that you asked me to bring.
First off, I'm missing the papers. I promise. That's the city of the development system. City, are you aware of any development?
You can call Mr. McKinney.
No, sir. I've had no contact since the last hearing.
I just spoke to him. He told me to tell you if you want. That's why I'm going to tell you if you want to put me off the last to give you all a chance to go down. And then that deed is recorded so they can look it up on the computer. So if you want to put me last, I won't mind waiting so y'all can talk. I showed them the paperwork that I was.
Without confirming any of this that was just said, the city is ready to move forward for imposition of a fine. If it's found out that everything has been squared away since then, we can always come back and deal with that later. But as of right now, I've had no contact, no explanation, no new permits applied for or obtained. City's asking for $500 per day to be capped at 15.
Your Honor, I also have a paper from the city that said to head up that everything on that property. Here's the other papers from the city of Daytona. That property was in compliance until we, only thing that was done wrong on the property was they asked, they said, we're doing over the scope of work, and they never said what I was doing. And all the taxes was paid up. The house was, the city gave us a letter saying that all the liens had been paid, and that was in January.
It's really the preference of the city to have at least a building official here. In speaking with Mr. Garcia, we believe that it would be more appropriate to agree with Mr. Bird to continue this to allow part of the meeting to sort of people who need to speak.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Spence, try to refresh my recollection. I'm trying to get back to the basics. The violations exceeded the scope of the permit. Maybe you recall it. There might have been a permit, the permit you had, you went way beyond. Remind me, tell me the story about the permit.
He applied and obtained a permit for minor renovations on the property.
Do I have that permit in front of you in this package? I just saw a permit. Permit for eight, estimated valuation, $8,000 over the place. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, sir.
That was obtained in 2001.
Correct.
Which is 2001.
Yes, sir. After the building official actually saw the scope of work on the property, as opposed to being presented with an application, drawings, he actually physically saw the property as opposed to looking at it on paper, and he determined that the permit was not sufficient and it exceeded the scope, so he revoked it. Yes, sir.
I'm not sure that's not true. You look at this paper here, they sent me another paper that just told me to bring them two sets of drawings and plans. That house has been on that block for the last, what, 3 years?
$3,000.
Right. So the city knew about the property. So I don't see how they can say that. I have records to show that the city knew about it because the city was cutting the grass. How did the city not know about something? They were the one cutting the grass. If you look at paper here, they was cutting the grass and Mr. O'Neill was paying them. So how didn't they know about the house and the roof? I haven't done no work but stuck on the outside and cleaned it up. Didn't mean about it. There's pictures here.
I'm sorry, what were you just suggesting or asking that I do?
Well, we were, had only requested the building official to be here. He was not available, but he just arrived.
Robert?
Yes, sir.
Can you step forward?
Yes.
Can you shift?
You please state your name, please? You solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
State your name for the record.
Ron Roberts.
And what do you want Mr. Roberts to have?
No, he's not. That was me?
All the kitchens.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All the first and all the So there are no permits that have been requested. There are no plans that have been submitted.
No.
No drawings, no specifications.
No, nothing.
Wait, I've been here. Why spend $3,000? They didn't ask me for that first. Why spend $3,000 now? You know, I spent money so far. I don't spend money tearing a house down. All the material across the grid, about 50 loads. And now all of a sudden, you expect me to go out and get an architect.
I just asked a question.
Oh, no, sir. No, I was just saying, I just didn't do it.
I just want to make sure I understand the lay of the land.
Oh, yes, sir. No problem.
Okay,
What I ask for is quite simple. I just need a new permit application with all the correct paperwork done. I revoked that permit because I felt it exceeded the scope of the original intent of the permit, and that was to remodel.
Is the city going to entertain a permit application?
Yes.
Well, if the city's going to entertain a permit application, then this process gets a lot simpler. I was under the impression it's the city's position this thing is unrehabable. I know that's not a word, but I think that I'm talking about. So if we're past the point of the city considering it's something that can't be rehabilitated, and it's up to this man to go through the permit process so everybody knows what's being done fully from here on out, then that's an easier.
Right, but I don't see how he can even pull a permit. He does not own the property. We need a permit from either a contractor or the actual owner. I have not seen that.
All right, I understand. This all seems to happen like a week.
Sure, right.
I understand. So, if he owns the property, then he's at liberty to submit a permit. And then whether he qualifies or not, it's between him and the ordinances of the city of Kentucky.
Yes.
So I'm here.
Yeah, so yes. If I can, Mr. McKellar, just a clarification. I thought I may have done this last time, and I may not have, and I would have left some confusion. The city rescinds from its prior position about the 65% rule. The application, the way that should apply, would not be on a standard residential property in this situation. So that thought that we had before, that the 65% rule would be something that would prohibit any further activity, is not the position of the city. So, as a resident, if he meets all the qualifications necessary for through permitting, and if he wants to spend, you know, there's always been a practical question, but that's a question he'd have to do with personally.
He wants to make that leap. All right, well, then what constitutes compliance as far as this current notice of violation is concerned?
Obtaining a valid permit. The city would like to say the next cutoff.
All right, Mr. Birch, the city is suggesting that compliance in this instance constitutes you obtaining another permit. And of course, I only assume you're aware of what's involved in doing that. And the city is suggesting you ought to be able to accomplish that by August 8th, 2012. What are you saying that?
Well, sure. I have an architect. By the time the architect goes out, if that's what he's going to ask me to do now, it's going to be the architect who can predict how long it takes him to draw. But what I can do is when I go to the architect, I can give him a sign off that I went to him. And the other thing is, I was hoping that the city will pay for my architect since they have carried me through 4 months of stopping work, and they didn't ask me to get an architect the first time they gave me a permit. They didn't.
I don't think it helps your cause to revisit the history of culminating this meeting here today. So let's just focus on what we need to do. I'm not so sure you didn't pull the fast one on the city and couldn't get my last permit. Now, I'm not saying that that's absolutely the case, but I have my suspicions. So the only thing I'm suggesting to you is let's not go back and revisit how we came to you here right now. Let's talk instead about what has to be done going forward. All right? Now, how much time are you going to require for this permit? If he says August 8th, you're suggesting it may take more time. That house needed a hell of a lot more work than anything you represented in your building permit application. Now, I may be wrong. I don't have the application in front of me. But I can see a lot of work there that's required, and if the valuation of the work is $8,000, that seems pretty low to me. But in any event, again, now I'm resisting this. So how much time do you? So I apologize.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll go shoot for you. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt as far as your proceeding in good faith and all that good stuff. Now the question is, how much time are you going to require? Permit. If that seems to be what you need to do to come into compliance, And I can only assume that you're astute enough to appreciate that property needs a lot of work, and I assume that means there's going to be a lot, there's going to be a lot to be done as far as obtaining a permit. But then that's, you need to fight that off. That's how much time.
I need, well, however long it takes, which will probably take about 6 to 8 weeks for the, to get a set of drawings, and then you got to submit. Then the city usually take about 4 to 6 weeks before they give you a permit. Am I right? Well, how long are we out now?
I'm 10 to 15 business days at the most.
All right, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to keep us all on track. We're going to continue this matter to be September 11th.
So yes,
we continue our meeting from September 11th of 2012, and the cutoff for that meeting is September 5, 2012. So I will give you to September 5, 2012 to submit your permit application.
Yes, sir.
I'm not expecting you to have it. You tell me it may take more time. So I'm giving you to September 5 of 2012 to submit your permit application. Whether it's submitted or not, we will meet on September 11, 2012. If the application is not permitted, I'm sorry, if the application is not submitted, then I may take action on the request for the imposition of the fine at that time. If the application is submitted, then we'll talk about how much more time may be required to meet compliance. Because I'm not going to short anybody here of the time they need to submit their application or to review that application. And in the interim, that property is not to be rented, utilized, and the exterior will have to be maintained. Okay?
So I'm not going
to plan.
That's the plan.
Just hope that everybody plays their part. All right, good luck with this.
Can I get my paperwork back?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. You can make it.
And the first thing I would suggest you do is make sure you demonstrate. Give the city your deed to show that you.
Oh, I'm going to do that now. It's on the. He know how to. They know it's on the. Yeah, he can look it up on the. So it's been recorded. It's in the name. It was in New York, the city. I take a picture.
Okay, case number 5. Allie Darren Caprudi.
Oh, I need to put it right there.
Darren Caprudi.
Are you testifying?
Just
give me
a second.
Thank you. Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth and the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right. We are here with regard to 10 Allison Lane, trailer number 137. Pursuant to our amended order of non-compliance in May 2012, was presented compliance by July 3. That order follows another order of non-compliance in February. Notice of violation filed December of last year. All right, so these letters here for the imposition of the fine. So the first person I'll hear from is our city inspector. What is the status of one trailer 137?
Mm-hmm. Good morning. My name is John Stinson, code enforcement inspector with the city. My qualifications are on file. This is case number SMG021218, Ali Darren Jafruti. Let's go with, on this agenda, cases 5 through 14, all on the same property of 10 Allison Lane. The first trailer we're going to talk about is 137 Allison Lane. This was just recently demolished. I haven't seen a demolition permit. And apparently there were some issues on the matter of which it was demolished because the fire department had to go out there and put out a fire. I'd like to hear an explanation about that one. And that's just dealing with 137 for right now.
So 137 right now, compliance or non-compliance?
Currently it's in compliance because it's gone.
Are you asking me to
impose a fine? No, I'm not.
No, sir. And 137.
Trailer number 137. I don't know. I'd like to hear an explanation on that one.
Okay. All right, Mr. Trudy, what's the word on 137 before we close the book on this?
I understand that.
That right there, we called... Get out of the horse's mouth.
Called the patent chief to find out if there was a barn wall to Florida. He told me that the barn ban had been lifted. I told him I had two pieces of 2x4 that was left over from tearing the trailer down. Would it be okay that it's an old bathtub that had come out of that trailer? Would it be okay to throw these pieces of 4 in this bathtub, this barn to be available? When small fire got high, okay? I escalated to the fire department. I don't have a clue because we had a water hose standing there in front of it. Okay? So, I don't see where the fire was before anything burned out. Okay? This little fire bathtub is no bigger than half the size of that desk. The fire might have been big enough to make a barbecue.
Actually, the fear and pressure.
Okay, well, let's back up to the
fire.
It's
right
not. There. It's not it's really. Contained. It's really not even relevant.
It's contained. I was told long as it was contained, it was fine. We also had a water hose out there, standing beside it.
So you're telling me there was no fire? 137 didn't burn.
No, it's not even relevant.
137 was demolished.
Yes. Correct.
And the picture you just showed me was
as of yesterday.
Where it used to be.
Correct. Permits were pulled.
As far as you're concerned,
it's in compliance.
137 is in compliance.
It's not even relevant. Yes.
Mm-hmm. One question.
No.
Do you have your demo permit for that?
Yes. They keep. You know, that was an issue.
That I do. If you have it, great. If you don't, we'll deal with that too.
Would you like to see it before?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Actually, your code enforcement officer said we tore down a long trailer.
That's where it's coming from.
All right. With regard to case number SMG02-12-18, I'm finding that the respondent is in compliance. Consequently, there is no imposition of fine. All right, case number 6. Mr. Jafruti, 10 Allison Lane, common areas. All right, once again, we're here for the imposition of fine. Once again, let me start with our inspector. What is the status of the efforts to date and or compliance in common areas?
Currently, the common areas are not in compliance. It's my understanding from the contractor that he was in the process of having an architect draw plans for the dumpster enclosure and whatever else they were going to move around on the common areas. However, I have yet to receive any documentation saying that that's been moving forward other than him telling me that they were drawing it up. So, ultimately, the common areas are in non-compliance. However, according to the time frame that we laid out for 30, 60, and 90 days, the common areas are in, at least the dumpster issue is in the 90-day bracket. that's the only, I guess, excuse that they have not to be in compliance for the common areas right now, because we've already agreed upon that they can deal with that dumpster issue on the 90-day bracket. But that's the only thing.
The inclusion of the dumpster in the 90-day group, which is what you're telling me, is the only thing they lack as far as compliance in this case is concerned.
No, that's not the only thing that lacks. They also still have yet to obtain an occupation license for the property. That's way down the line. However, it is still there. They don't have an occupational license for that property. So we have the dumpster, the occupational license. They've taken care of the fire extinguishers. FPL has signed off on the electrical issues out there on the property. The dilapidated fence that was owned by the property owner has been removed. So as it stands right now, we got to deal with the dumpster enclosure issue and the obtaining of occupational license. City's recommended to amend this to 8-8. To amend this one to reflect its 90-day allowance.
It was my understanding, if you look at Jonathan Gavardi's sheet, 90 days, we, in addition to, if you remember, my contractor had come up with a plan. We all agreed upon that plan, okay? So the dumpster enclosure was supposed to become within 90 days, okay? In other words, it was supposed to be performed by the end of the 90 days. So he did start on it, called the plansman, called Ron Roberts, and so forth. But it was not supposed to be finished before. It was supposed to be finished at the end of those 90 days. Not within 30 days, I believe so. I talked before previously to Colleen Miles, and there seemed to be some kind of confusion as to how they were going to inspect on the occupational license. So I have had contact with her previously. If they want me to pull an occupational license right now, and we're okay with it, then I'd be more than happy to, because I've submitted applications previously, and there always seemed to be a lot of confusion surrounding that. Yeah, obviously, there's going to be more confusion right now.
Is he eligible for the occupational license for now?
That becomes the issue. Yeah.
Is there some quantum of work that has to be done before he's eligible?
He needs the occupational license to operate the business. However, if they were to go out there to do a rental inspection for an occupational license right now, he wouldn't pass. Because of all of these other issues on all the other trailers.
Well, here's a question that I have.
However, we have been dealing with this condition for quite a while.
Here's a question that I have, because I've never really gotten a straight answer on this. In order to obtain an occupational license, does that mean you're going to be going through every single unit as opposed to the C? And I'll be told differently from zoning, okay, that you're going to pick a certain amount. And, I mean, is it typical you to issue an occupational license to go to a 60-unit apartment building and check every single one of those units? The left hand doesn't know what the right hand doing most of the time.
Are you speaking of yourself now? Or
no, I'm not speaking of myself. I'm speaking of the city.
All right. Well, even if you know, I really don't care. I don't mean to sound callous, but it is what it is. Whatever it is, you're going to have to comply with it. And I know you're assuming the worst here, but I don't assume the worst. So I would like to think that you're going to do such a crackerjack job of coming into compliance.
Correct.
These folks go out there, they're going to catch on the back and say, nice job, Mr. Jeter. We're going to come get your occupational license.
Did you hear what he just said?
So I hope springs eternal as far as I'm concerned.
Correct. But here we run into a contradiction. I'm under a 90-day compliance schedule, right, that we all agreed upon. And what you just heard him say, that I have to have the property fully in compliance in order to get the occupational license, okay? So me having an occupational license right now is not going to happen, okay? And I'll get...
considering giving you additional time.
Okay. And then I'll hear something totally different from zoning. Where they're going to...
maybe you won't, I don't know.
Then where they're going to pick... Okay, and I didn't want to add any more confusion to this, because believe me, it's confusing enough. Okay.
So it's a big property. There's a lot of units on it. There's a lot of work that's going on. There's a lot of ordinances that come into play. So we just have to move it.
Actually, it's my position. We're ahead of the game, because John didn't see all the trailers. okay, that we actually have, I feel, in compliance.
Inviting him out to do board inspections.
Oh, he's more than happy to. Actually, I did invite him to come back out.
What I'm hearing is that we need to amend our current amended order of non-compliance to dovetail into the construction schedule we agreed upon. And so with that, I will order our current amended order of non-compliance to reflect with the respondent coming to compliance by August 8, 2012, or be returned to special magistrate for consideration by the local 1,000. Okay.
I'm kind of confused. August?
Isn't that the addition of 60 days? Doesn't your 90 days end in August?
No, correct. It's September 5th.
Okay. We're running into a contradiction because right now, honestly, I'm kind of locked. I'm going to be locked down as to the trailers that are in compliance, okay?
So the original 90-day, the original 90-day compliance date is September 5th.
Okay, Mr. Inspector, does that change what we're doing? Does that change what we're doing?
No, it does not.
Can I make a comment? Can I apply for the occupational license? I mean, here's what we have right now. We have trailers that have independent addresses, okay? All right. They were assigned such to not given lot numbers. They each have an independent address. I have trailers that are sitting out there that are in compliance in my position, okay? That as a result of me being agreeable and trying to work with the city, I have sitting vacant right now. I need to be able to rent those trailers. Let me apply for an occupation license. Let me be able to rent the trailers that are in compliance. I mean, this is obviously, I shouldn't say it this way. I feel, ultimately, this is the city's trying to really hurt my wallet. Are they doing a good job of it? Yeah, they are. They're doing a wonderful job. Do they want me shut down? More than evident. Okay? I have trailers right now that I've agreed, okay, that until they were in compliance, that I would not re-rent. Okay?
Does he have to get an occupational license? What is the occupational license he's looking for? Is it like some master occupational license over the entire project? Or does he buy individual occupational licenses for individual units?
The occupational license is basically a business tax. The occupational license would cover the trailer park, the entire park, and everything that's inside of it. However, each trailer individually has to meet a certain standard. The building department, their inspectors, will go in and inspect each individual trailer to see if they meet that certain standard. If they do, then you'll be granted an occupational license, business tax, whatever you want to call it. If not, they're not going to give it to them and say, you need to fix this on this trailer, or trailer B or trailer C or whatever.
His point is, my hesitation to sympathize, I can understand. When he says, okay, we've got 30 cases here governing 30 trailers. Okay, once I've repaired a trailer and it's in compliance, does it have to sit there unoccupied until all 30 trailers are brought into compliance, or can I get a license for that trailer and then proceed to rent?
Well, I guess I have to revert back to the magistrate's previous order saying that no trailer that is in non-compliance should be rented until it meets compliance. The only...
Understood. And now he's saying, okay, I've got trailers that are now, because of the schedule, now moving into compliance.
Mm-hmm.
There's obviously still coming down the pipe that we're working on.
Right.
So those trailers that are in compliance, assuming they are, in saving this conversation. At what point is he allowed to start renting?
Well, his first step is going to be for him to tell me that trailer A is in compliance with whatever violations I have on that particular trailer. I go out there with my list, and I go, okay, outside storage has been removed, junk vehicle, whatever. Fine. All the violations have been corrected. Now, the building department has their checklist for the rental inspection, smoke detector, electrical, plumbing, all that other good stuff. They have to go through their checklist on that property. If it meets their standard, they're good to go. But the building department...
Who comes out there to do
the
inspection?
What inspection?
And the nature of the fact that we cited each trailer individually, okay, we have an order in reference to each one individually, which just further supports my argument, okay?
First off, did you call for an inspection of any of these trailers?
Yes, we did.
That's the city to come out and determine that they're in compliance?
We went, even though we had more, I feel that are in compliance, we did not go through, okay? We did call, okay? And this was an issue that I did want to discuss, okay? But I'm saying by the very nature of the fact that we specifically have an order as to each particular trailer, and we say that I can't rent them, okay, until they're in compliance, should allow me the opportunity to go at least fill up paperwork for the occupational license and have them inspect those particular trailers to allow me to rent them. Otherwise, I'm locked up for 90 days. And I didn't argue that.
My intent was that no trailer be rented, used, or occupied until it was in compliance.
Correct. I agree with you.
The trailer is in compliance, and as far as I'm concerned, it is usable. Now, what paperwork or formalities you have to go through, including being in compliance and actually getting being permitted by the city to rent that, I don't know how that works. You'll have to take that up with the city.
Well, when I try to.
As far as my concerns are, if you have done everything that's necessary to bring one of these cases into compliance, and each of these trailers is probably broken down to a separate case, and as far as I'm concerned, compliance has been achieved, and with that, you then fall outside any broad brush orders that say you're not going to be rented, used, or occupied until in compliance. That's my intent. If you sit dormant until everything is brought into compliance, my intent was that you take care of some things earlier rather than later.
Correct.
And presumably the earlier accomplishments you would then be able to utilize.
But what you just heard was, okay, the city's now saying, okay, we want the whole property in compliance. We're going to want a snapshot.
I just heard them say that.
They heard what they said,
and I suppose that sort of an inference could be drawn, but I didn't hear them say that.
I heard them reiterate
what I said, which was that trailers would not be rented, used, or occupied until such time as they're in compliance. If this was just one case involving 30 trailers,
correct.
Yes, you would be shut down until all 30 were in compliance. We have 30 cases addressing 30 trailers.
So, can I ask
and
you?
If those trailers are in compliance, then as far as I'm concerned, they no longer fall within the prohibition against being rented, used, or occupied. Subject to you getting whatever else you need to get from the city, whether it be occupational licensees or how they charge, tax, what have you, or more rental and use.
I'm not trying to. Is that your position, John?
It doesn't have anything to do with his position, so don't put him on the spot.
I'm not trying to put him on the spot.
He's my order, and he's already told you he's only part of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so don't go playing games with him.
I'm just not. I'm just trying. Honestly, I'm being honest with you. I'm just trying to get clarification. Correct. Yeah, I mean, I'm in the same boat.
So now, if you've got trailers that you're telling me are in compliance, then by all means, call for your final inspection. And if they're in compliance, I would assume that would be their cases here that I'm not going to see anymore.
I would agree with you.
And then I would presume that you would be eligible to get an occupational license and rent those trailers. But I'm talking through my hat here. I don't know how the licensing works. All I'm saying is it was not my intent for every trailer to sit dormant until every trailer was brought into compliance.
Correct. I don't think
that was the case, you wouldn't have 30 separate cases.
Correct. I agree with you. I'm just trying to clarify it, and it's hard to clarify sometimes when you get so many different departments working with each other. So if I hit...
See any of them. I already made my ruling on this.
No, we need to
amend. Yeah. All right.
Let me
withdraw my previous rule as to this case and amend it. Provide a new order which will amend or amended order of non-consent. Allow the response to the compliance process number 5. 12. Moving the current discussion that is in consideration part of $1,000 for the grant. Okay, case number 7. 110 Peyton Lane.
Currently, 110 remains in non-compliance. It doesn't even appear on their 90-day list. But I have had no contact, no call for reinspection for 110. I don't know if he's fixed the exterior walls, metal awning, stairs, window screens, exterior doors, interior surfaces, and all of those things. But he's saying that all of these, or some of the trailers, are in compliance. He wants to call for a reinspection. We can set up a time. As of right now, 110 is in non-compliance, and we want to impose a fine, $500 per day, to be maxed out at $10,000. As opposed to the entire property's value, just the trailer value. Since we all broke it all down per trailer. But we can go for the property value if you like.
Okay, Mr. Trudy, let's say you with regard to 110
Peyton Lane. I did call. Well, it was on June 29th, a reinspection date set up, okay? John did come out there, correct, with the contractor, all right, the contractor was present, he was present, okay, and then went through what was required to be re-inspected, okay, out of that, I documented to John the list of items that was wrong. For the most part, John responded back. He performed a reinspection that had been given 30-day cutoff. Okay? I have it in writing. There is no mention of this particular problem with this particular trailer. I'll be more than happy to show it to you. Where's 110 on this list?
Are these pictures I'm looking at of 110 Peyton Lane? Oh, there we go. Yeah. How would that size of all these work? Nope. The last 350 would be the most current. 110 was not inspected on the June 29th because it was not in the 30-day group.
he's saying that it was not included in the 30-day agreement. They required a re-inspection from the cutoff date. I called for re-inspection.
Can you tell me if 110
day was in compliance? My opinion is, yes, it's in compliance.
Recycling conversations.
It's because it's very confusing.
Is it in compliance or isn't it?
Yes, it's in compliance.
You're telling me that everything I'm seeing in these photographs has been corrected. You're telling me whatever's on his list that he made note of has been repaired, and you're telling me it's sitting there waiting for a final inspection. Are you telling me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me as though the Mr. Trudy is telling us it's in compliance. I guess you need to do an inspection.
Sir.
Satisfy yourself whether it is or not. And if it turns out it's in compliance, then so be it. If it turns out it's not in compliance, then we'll reconsider the imposition of the fine for next week.
Good.
All right. So with that then, based on Mr. Trudy's representation to me, that 110 is in compliance, and I will continue. Case number SMG 02-12-21 to August 14 for a report back from our inspector with regard to whether or not that trailer is in compliance. Then four, charging on. Case number 8-10 Allison Lane, trailer number 113. Here for the imposition of the fine, 176.
Trailer number 113 also has the exterior walls have not been corrected. The metal awnings were corrected. The stairs were corrected. The screens are not an issue. The exterior door was corrected. I don't know about the interior doors or surfaces because the trailer owner did not allow access into 113. But as of right now, it is still in non-compliance due to the exterior walls. City is asking for $500 per day.
Mr. Petrie, what's the word on trailer 113?
It's, once again, it's in compliance. I went back to John after he did his re-inspection, asked him what was wrong, okay? Here's what the trailer looks like.
Okay, this is not showing the west side of the trailer, which is where the exterior surface was damaged.
Ruby, is this represented? This special demonstration to me is in compliance. When are you prepared to go inspect?
I'm on the list for re-inspection.
When was the last time you were in the office?
June 29th.
All right, and he was to have been in compliance by July 3rd, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, in any event. And I will continue this case. SMD 02-12-23 to August 14, 2012 meeting. The purpose of bringing back to my inspector on his inspection is following Mr. Petrie's representation of the trailer is due to cause. Case number 9, 10 Allison Lane, trailer number 121.
I have not been contacted about the correction of any violations on this particular trailer. It was not in the first 30-day group, and the city would like to impose fine of $500 per day.
And the last time you were out there was September 29th?
June 29th, correct.
Let's say Mr. Petrie with regard to trailer 121.
The trailer is in compliance. Okay, once again, anything that fell in within that 30-day time period, okay, and I wish I had my copy here.
Okay, and I don't understand. Are you telling me you called for an inspection? Mm-hmm. What's the trailer's button?
I had a fully documented that I called for an inspection. Okay? He went out there. All right? Within the trailer that's supposed to be in the first time frame. I documented what he did find wrong. Okay? Went over it. Sent an email to him. Okay? He agreed or added to it. Okay? This trailer was not on there. as having a problem. I mean, all I can do is what I can do.
Mr. Picoza, maybe I can attempt to clarify some of this. I handed you a paper that was highlighted with a 30, 60, and 90-day group of trailers for their time frame for compliance. The highlighted portions for the 30 days were all done on June 29th. all the other trailers were not inspected on June 29th. Prior to that, they were inspected, but not on June 29th. So the last reinspection of anything on that property was on June 29th, and it covers the 30-day group at the top of the list that's highlighted. Obviously, it doesn't completely reflect the agenda, but it is what it is. Okay. Well, no, I'm just trying to clear up some of the confusion.
Rudy wants to admit to the special magistrate that these things are in compliance. I'm happy to hear it. All we need to do is inspect it, and that's the end of it. And, you know, we'll find more important things for you guys to fight over other than trailers that may actually be in compliance. There'll be plenty of left over for you guys.
I mean, it feels like I keep trying to minimize the confusion, and it just keeps increasing. Because
I don't think you put a single
thing. No, I'm serious. I don't see why you say that. You know what? Because I get an email saying reinspection will take place on Friday.
Are you telling me now that trailer 121 is in compliance?
Yes.
Okay. Apparently, I am going to be the conduit that you generally communicate with.
That's what I'm saying.
Getting this done, getting this park in shape, happy to do it. So, in any event, you're telling me 121 is in compliance, correct?
Can I show you something now?
No.
So we can
just
further.
Tell me if 121 is in compliance so I can move on to the next.
I had a reinspection performed, okay? I asked for a reinspection of the trailers within the 30-day time period. John came out and John inspected, okay? John came back to me.
I don't have any problems on that list.
I've been working on that trailer. If I show you the property, that would even be pursuant to John's reinspection of the property. I'm trying to be very specific because everything's pretty vague and ambiguous.
So is 121 ready for inspection or not?
As far as I'm concerned, it should have been inspected that day.
Is 121 presently in compliance or not?
It is my understanding it is. Because I asked specifically, John, what was not in compliance. And all I can do is get it out in writing. If I get it verbally and I get it in writing, what more can I do?
You can go look at these trailers, you can eyeball them, you can kind of figure out for yourself
I agree
what
with
needs
you.
To be repaired and what doesn't. So don't just sit there and shuffle papers at me all day long and tell me you're all confused. A little common sense will tell you 99% of what has to be done to every one of these trailers. So don't waste my time anymore. Is 121 in compliance, or do you want me to impose a fine? Just tell me yes or no.
I'm in the position, yes it is.
Thank you. All right, in this matter, case number SMG-02-12-25, will be continued to the August 14, 2012 meeting for our inspector to report back as to whether or not this unit is in compliance. Case number 10, trailer number 103.
This trailer was inspected during the 30-day bracket, and it was in non-compliance with the windows and the screens. And the pictures reflected. The city is asking for $500 per day.
The last time you were out there was when?
June 29th.
Okay. Mr. Jaffruni, what's the status of number 103? When was it in compliance? It was supposed to be in compliance by July 3rd. Has it been in compliance since then?
Before July 3rd.
Okay, did you call for an inspection?
I emailed Mr. Stenson for reinspection, actually more than once.
That's the email. The entire email. The highlighted portions that say today refer to June 29th.
Amen. section I see of 103 is an entry from Mr. Capruti that says top front kitchen window needs glass.
And Mr. Stetson came out to the inspection. He said that was not a commitment. The name on the list, last month's loan properly, it's been good. Okay? That picture, the glass was installed properly, and I put the windows. It wasn't the inspection to call on it.
When?
Yeah, I usually try to set up for the inspection to be able to be here.
I'll enjoy this.
So, 103 is currently in compliance?
Yes.
All right, so you need an inspection?
Correct.
Okay. I will continue SMG 02-12-32, our August 14, 2012 meeting, to allow our inspector an opportunity to go out here and conduct his inspection based upon the respondent's representation that the property is now in compliance. Case number SMG 02-12-34, 10 Allison Lane, trailer number 131.
As you can see by the handout, 131 Allison was in a 30-day group. The windows were screwed shut, so it's non-compliance. And 131, and the city is asking for $500 per day.
Let's say Mr. Capruti.
When he came out and inspected, the windows were screwed shut. He pointed them out, and they screwed them for compliance. I requested a re-inspection. My patient required to do that. It's in compliance.
So you requested a re-inspection subsequent to June 29th?
Yes, sir. Not subsequent to after June 29th, after John had gone out there, he pointed out a list. After his inspection, he gave me a list of what was wrong. I went back and I corrected the list.
After correcting it, did you call for an inspection?
Yes. John was on, I believe he was on vacation, and on two or three occasions, immediately, the day he came out there to inspect, I was requesting a re-inspection date. In order to avoid all this, I sent two or three emails, and then I got back on that Friday, okay? I was even under the understanding that a re-inspection date was even set, okay? And I have documentation to that effect, okay, because I like to be very specific, all right? And during the, I didn't get any response back from John, even though I sent the email. I sent an email to Mr. Garcia, and then I got back on that Friday, whatever, that he was out on vacation.
It was fully my understanding that the inspection date was even set with the contractor.
You were out there. You looked at 131 Allison. And you determined that all that was left to be done, or the only violation that remained, was windows and screwed shut.
I made that determination on June 29th. I have not been back on the property since June 29th.
So this email on July 2nd follows your June 29th.
That's correct.
That was the result of the email. June 29th, I documented this inspection. Did it through my contractor and one of my guys. I stayed out of it. Okay?
You're telling me you called for another inspection sometime after June 29th?
On June 29th, the same day, I requested a re-inspection because it was so little coming up on the list. It's not provided me. Okay? It was so little that you could be corrected. And John's pretty much agrees with that list. We put that immediately want to document that we verbally told the contractor and one of my guys who was working out there. Okay. I turned around, whatever time it was, use that application. It was really possible back beyond which was the room agreements. And I requested the re-inspection on 29. And then I sent several more emails to that effect.
And only until I contacted Mr. Garcia did I get anything back saying, Mr. Stenson's on vacation. Actually, on July 5th, I did not get a response back, even though I made three requests. Until July 5th, I will be out of the office for Monday, July 9th. Otherwise, I was under the standing view through my contractor that there was going to be a re-inspection set up so we could avoid this hearing. I don't find this entertaining.
Yes, Mr. Couch, may I be heard? And I just feel the need to just clarify the record. I mean, we do have a recorded record as regarding these cases. My inquiry from the inspector tells me that the request for a reinspection for June 29th was the request made by Mr. Giuffrutti, because that's when he would have his personnel. June 29th was the last Friday in June. There was then the weekend, and then 2 days, Monday and Tuesday. It wouldn't be practical for the number of properties that he had to save it for the very last day of his deadline for compliance. So the inspector went in, did a reasonable inspection. In speaking with the supervisor, what the city would like to see happen here, we understand that for whatever circumstance, whatever Mr. Giuffrutti's decided he wants to do, that he's now declaring that all of the cases, all of the properties that, or at least up to this point, each property that the inspector inspected on the 29th is now in compliance. Our presumption is, as you're continuing these cases, that any fine that would be imposed, if indeed a fine is imposed subsequent, based upon his subsequent inspection, would revert back to the deadline date of July 3rd, if indeed these are not in compliance, as he's representing. And the staff is more than willing to accept his claim, if indeed that's what he's making on each one of those cases, that they're in compliance, subject to a reinspection, with the understanding that we would be seeking and we would be hoping that the magistrate would move forward with imposing fines back to the July 3rd date. Because the staff has been operating in good faith, and our presumption is that Mr. Giuffrutti is doing the same.
I would object to such. Do you want to make sure if I hammer it, it goes all the way back to July 3rd?
Yeah, that's really the point.
That. Yeah, that's what they want to do. They're trying to be a pretty good effort, because there's portions of this story that I'm leaving out. I mean, I sent several requests, and I don't get back anything to you. Why not? He can't do such.
You know, I want to give you a concept of what you're trying to get your funds around. Maybe these inspectors have more to do than dedicate your entire staff to you.
They seem like they want to.
Super boss. So, 131 is another one you're telling me that's in compliance. All you need is a final inspection.
Yeah, John's come out. What he pointed out.
Yes. All right. Case number SMG 2-12-34. If I were to know this, by the way,
yes.
I just assumed.
No, not the number 11.
All right. If we'll move to August 14, 2012, we'll allow our inspector to go out there and do his final inspection based upon the respondent's representation that the property is in compliance. Am I going to hear the same tune with regard to cases 12, 13, and 14?
Yes, you are.
Or is there going to be something different? Or you
nothing different.
One of these?
Nothing different. I'm being very specific.
My findings are the same. None of those are in non-compliance.
So what we've got is a June 29 evaluation, an intervening weekend, July 2, July 3, a legal holiday. Now we're all back here. So we've got a bunch of I understand the timeline.
To answer your question, yes. Same story.
Mr. Giuffrutti, are we in agreement that the circumstances surrounding cases 12, 13, and 14 are more of the same of what we just talked about in cases 18 and 11?
Well, similar, but number 12, he stated it was in compliance. I believe I even have documentation to such.
Well, I would like to.
Right, case number 12, Alan Darren Jaffruti, 10 Allison Lane, trailer number 133. Mr. Inspector, what's the status? You're seeking the imposition of fines. So what's the status of compliance?
Before I answer that question, because I have one question. Do you have a demolition permit for that trailer?
That's not the one that was supposed to be demolished. What I do have from you is that today, as of your inspection, violations corrected. Okay?
Okay, so, the respondent, I guess, is telling me he's in compliance, and you, once again, will need to do a final inspection.
I have documentation saying that he says that violations are corrected.
Cool. I don't see a notice of compliance in my...
Well, since he... If he issues that if violations are corrected and he puts it in writing, okay, I'm sorry that he's bringing me for here. It's not me.
All right, I'm going to continue case number SMG 02-12-35 for the August 14, 2012 meeting to allow our inspector to conduct this final inspection based upon the respondent's representation of the property's new compliance. Case number 13, Ali Darren Jaffruti, 10 Allison Lane, trailer number 115. All right, Mr. Inspector, what is the status of compliance?
This trailer remains in non-compliance with the exterior walls.
Let's say, Mr. Jaffruti.
It's in compliance. He did an inspection at 115 Kane, and he asked that there's a hole on the exterior that needs repair. Okay. I went in, I fixed it.
You fixed the exterior wall?
Correct.
Call for an inspection?
Yes. Same story.
Same story. Okay. All right, and I take it you've not been out there to see his corrections that he tells you he's doing?
That's correct.
All right. I will continue case SMG 02-12-37 from August 14, 2012. Special magistrate proceedings to allow the inspector an opportunity to go out there and conduct this final inspection based upon the respondent's representation that the property is in compliance. Next case, 10 Allison Lane, trailer number 101, southeast corner of the property. Mr. Inspector, what is the status of compliance?
According to my last inspection, this property remains in non-compliance for the windows, interior doors, infestation, plumbing fixtures, and plumbing system hazard.
Okay, what say Mr. Jaffruti?
Well, it's wonderful that we're finally cooperating and agreeing on things, okay? That we're actually going off of representations of the city, okay? Yes, when he did his inspection, he found the violations. He told me exterior in compliance, sewage vents need to be unstrapped from tree, secured to trailer.
June 3rd?
I'm sorry, July 3rd.
No, No, I don't know. Remind me soon of that. This list was pretty simple that John, the only time John has been green now, okay, with what he found in
not in the
place.
He was
green.
Mr. Proctor, you really need to... Was the trailer in compliance by July 3rd? That was the question.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Mr. Stenson, I assume you need to do an inspection?
Yes, sir.
We will continue case SMG 02-12-39, the August 4, 2012 meeting.
August 14, 2012 meeting
to allow our inspector an opportunity to conduct his final inspection based upon the representation of the respondent that this property is in compliance. Okay. So with that, I'll let you I'll let the city decide whether or not these things are in compliance, and if so, where we go with each of these cases. With that, I don't believe we have any other business to take up at this point in time.
I'd really like my I mean, this is becoming absurd. Okay, I just feel like I continuously being jerked around. All right, it's more than just what the city's working other aspects of it. Okay. Mr. Brock, he was present at the inspection. My contractor, we were told there were certain items which John started to agree with at the end, they were immediately done. I sent several requests for reinspection that would have avoided any of this today. Okay?
Right. You're talking about June 29th when this inspection occurs. Was that a Friday?
Yes.
No. John, yeah, Saturday and Sunday that follows.
John sent the reinspection day.
And then your due date is July 3rd.
As far as
so your presumption that the city's going to sit here on pins and needles waiting for you to call at the last possible moment before a compliance date to inspect multiple facilities, and then you want to be, you're perturbed over the fact that there should be any confusion arising from all this happening in this short time frame, really is meaningless to you. And not only that, we have not fined you here today, even though the city would love you.
Oh, I know that.
We've taken you at your word, so I hope it's good. And with that, the inspector's going to go out there and do his final inspection. And with that, this will be another bundle of cases that hopefully will be out of our way as we work toward getting the entire park into compliance. So we got a long way to go, and you're aggravating me by insisting that this city be at your beck and call is, quite frankly, just plain stupid.
I'm not asking the city to be back to my call. I'm asking for cooperation. I've never worked in, I've been doing this for 20-something years. I'm a former attorney that represented code enforcement, so I have never been treated this way by a city. Okay? It's just a plain jerk around
here. If you want to speak, be my guest. I don't keep anyone from speaking. If your objective is here is to bash the city, I wouldn't suggest it.
No.
If you want to give me something constructive about how we stand on this timeline, I'd be happy to hear it.
You can only swear or affirm the testimony about the matter. The whole truth is inspected here. Please step to the microphone, please, and state your name.
My name is Michael Bruckner from Riverside Construction. And basically, from what I've heard, we did do an inspection with Mr. Stenson, and we had some items that weren't complete, and that was, I think, on the Friday. And there was a couple items that hadn't been on the list originally that we made like a little ad list. And John had agreed with that. A couple little doors, very small items that weren't included, but I don't. He says they fixed them. So, and then he said that we could reschedule for the following week. So I think the 7th, 8th, or 9th, but I guess he was out of town. So that was the impression we had gotten, because we said we'll make the inspection for next week. And that was it, really. I thought everything had gone fairly well when we did the inspection. So, and it was only a couple items not done.
And those are the circumstances that culminated in me allowing additional time for our inspector to go out here, given the crunch time that took place between June 29th and July 7th. And with that, assuming everything's in compliance and represented by Mr. Trudy, these cases will be concluded and all of this will have been a tempest in a teeth.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Anything further? Mr. Caputi, yes, a picture, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, that concludes our regular agenda. Do we have any miscellaneous business to be brought before the special management? All right, and with that,